And this is the Cyber Shaman Show with Ricardo Saldia coming to you from Vancouver, Washington. It's nice to be back with you on the air after a little hiatus of rest and education. I was able to spend some time in a course that allowed me to meditate and reflect and also get myself geared up for a wonderful spring and summer. So I hope that all of you listening are enjoying this spring and are getting your body, mind, and spirit into gear, into the fullness of life as it expresses itself in the spring and summertime. I'd like to thank the Creator for another opportunity to come to you to express to you my vision and my beliefs of how we can make a difference with ourselves and how we can improve our alignment to be better transducers of light on this planet. I'd like to start today with a question. It's a question that has come about in the last 2 weeks, and the question is, do you believe that we can have peace on this earth without an Armageddon? And I can rephrase that. Do you see peace on earth in the next 50 to 100 years? And the reason why this question is important is because it really will let you know by the way you answer it, how you truly feel about yourself and about your future. And it makes all the difference because a lot of people want change. That's nothing new. The question is, are you willing to participate in the change that allows for the best outcome? Or are you set in the belief that we have to have everything crash down around us and that there has to be bloodshed and there has to be countries and falling into the depth of despair and the ground opening up and the sky falling and all that stuff? And that is super important because there are lots of people who want change, but yet don't know how that expresses itself in a way that reinforces life and does not tear it down. So if you have the courage to give me a call, please give me a call here on BBS Radio. And if you're listening to this radio, you're in front of your computer or around your computer somewhere, and all the numbers that you need are there. We're on BBS Radio, the late night shows. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd be happy to hear from you. And then next, as we normally do here on the Cyber Shaman Show, we use technology called the EPFX SCIO technology, which is a bioresonance, biofeedback software program, a medical software program. And today we are going to use its radionic function, which allows us to do long distance healing and balancing. And today's client is going to be Iraq. As we all know, there is a lot at stake, and there is a lot of apprehension about what's going on in Iraq. I'm not here to take sides and to be political. But what we're going to do here with this technology, and as always, we spend most of the time here talking about topics, and we do mention what we're going to be working on. But as always, after the show ends, I will still be working on our client, which today is the state of Iraq. And what we're wanting to attract here, what we're trying to balance, are all the energies that are working in this area so that we can bring a better opportunity for peace and an opportunity for this to evolve and be solved in a very righteous and peaceful manner. There is still redemption available for this cause. And we can make a difference from all the way over here. And you don't even need a fancy, expensive equipment to do that. You have your own radionic capabilities by the use of praying, by the use of your thoughts. And that's a key component of this show, is my willingness and my dedication to support your natural ability to be a light barrier, a light bearer, a light lord, a person who is able to transmit the love and the light that they have in their bodies. So if you have any questions about this technology, you can go to my website at integrativebody.com, or you can read some information about this technology on BBS Radio. If you go under my show, my bio is going to be there, my information about what I do. And in short, I would appreciate any responses you may have, any questions. There are lots of resources out there that you can access in order to know more about this technology and more about what I do. The next issue that I'd like to talk about is something that's been brewing as well with me for the last couple weeks, and I've seen it demonstrated in and around my life. And that is the fact that this is the time for individuals to not only find what it is that makes them aligned to the truth, but what is in their center, what values are in the center of your being, and how are you standing up for those issues? How are you standing for the way that you believe? How are you giving your power away to individuals? How are you taking your power back from individuals? And this is something that we can all do better on. Some of the individuals in this planet who have some more severe mental issues, you know, have probably more of an issue with standing their ground, with not giving away their power for various reasons. So my call and my plea today is, know your truth. And it's not about being right or wrong. I'm not talking about true, not you being right. I'm talking about truth. Universal truth. There's only truth is not a belief. Truth is, it is. It just is. So we are all right now being tested, or you can say we are all being challenged, or you can say we are all being given the opportunity these days to get a better understanding of what our values are and how we're using our energy, how we're using our power. And so this is an issue that we can see in all facets of humanity and all facets of life. We're seeing politicians now for the last, well, good 6-8 months now, being taken to the cleaners, so to speak, because we're holding individuals more accountable. And that's one reason why I do believe that we can have peace on Earth in the next 50 to 100 years. Well, we can have peace right now, but in the large scale of things, as some people like to think, we do have the ability to turn this planet around. The decision has already been made a long time ago. The question is, what are you doing about it now? And there's always something you can do. There's always something you can say. And sometimes there's things that you can convey about this without words. So I encourage you, I ask you, and I challenge you to find ways to express your truth, to hold your ground in those aspects of truth, whether it's at a workplace, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's with strangers. Life is going much faster now than ever before, and so we are being given opportunities to find these gems in our life. So you can't tell me that, well, my life isn't that magical, or my life isn't that that inspired or in alignment that I get these messages. Well, let me tell you, you do. You always do. You're a life energy. You're a life source. You come from the Creator. So you do have these situations and opportunities and challenges and trials and temptations coming all the time, every single day. So it's more of a question of, are you aware that this situation, this problem, is an opportunity for you? So I encourage you to take time for yourself, if time away from noise, from pollution, from things that distract you, to quiet your mind. Because when you do, you will find these questions, you will find these prodding questions coming from your inner self, from your higher self, from the divine, if you are open to it. So allow yourself some time every day if possible, and multiple times during the day if possible, to connect. To connect about how you're feeling, how are you really doing? And this will allow you to connect with that inner guidance that is speaking to you, that is wanting and willing to show you what your job is at this point in time. We all have a purpose. If you're breathing, you're meant to be here, and you have a job. So just simmer down and find out what that is and express it. Express it in ways, in new ways, that you have never done before. This planet is changing faster and faster than ever before. It's not just that you're getting older. It's not for any other reason that just humanity is shifting. And what is telling this, I'm basing this not only on my personal experience, but also by the understanding of the Mayan calendar, as researched and explained by Carl Johannon Kalman, and you can go to his website at kalman.com. And we are at the brink of a celebration that has never happened before. It's called the Breakthrough Celebration, and this is a special time for humanity. But before I get into what that is, I'd like to go over a couple details about the Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar is not a future prophecy of the end of the world. And whoever tells you that, in my opinion, in my education and understanding, is giving you false information. Just like somebody who looks at the truth, but yet somehow gets misled about what is the popular, what did the masses think about this. So I am referring to the understanding, once again, by Carl Johannon Kalman. And what the Mayan calendar describes is alternating cosmic energies that have been flowing from the time of the Big Bang, 16 billion years ago. And this information, the purpose of the Mayan calendar, is so that it helps us understand the evolution of consciousness, the divine process of creation. And that's what makes the Mayan calendar a uniquely powerful tool. It's the only calendar on this planet, of this planet, that is not based on astronomical cycles, but on the evolution of consciousness. And so it's talking more about the changes that are going in our being and our energies than it is about the changes that we'll see, you know, with earthquakes and fallen angels running around on a field day. So I really want you to put focus on the light. And when you hear things about the end of the world that's coming to you, or when you hear that all this fear about what's happening and the mark of the beast and the government crashing down on you, on your liberties, and how we're going to have Black Hawk helicopters running around and picking people up. If you buy into that, of course, if you create that, if you focus on that, that is what you will create. So I am someone who, like many others, are on the leading edge of thought as far as what peace is really capable on this planet. What is the more balanced, and what is the interpretation that actually reflects the light that we come from? What are we expressing about our nature that represents or allows us to understand where we came from? So if we are of the light, we should emit light. And we can all do this in many different ways. But the key here is to focus on the light, not to focus on the other issues, the other trials, and the tribulations. Yes, they will come. Yes, we will have problems. Yes, we will have to find solutions for issues just like we have today. But the question is not about complaining and resisting. The question is, I've created this. How can I create something different? If I'm a co-creator and I've created this problem, if I've created this accident, if I've created this financial situation that's causing me distress, if I've created this, how can I create something else? And that's exactly the truth. You have created it one way or another, and that's something that a lot of people don't like to hear, especially when there's a loss of a loved one. But not that you created the loss of a loved one, but you are human, and part of the human experience is the acceptance of the loss of this physical body. So some things are natural. Some things are just being created, and the things that we can change, the things that we don't like, we can change just by putting our attention on something else. And this is something that has come across in many different ways. One way, from people who are terminally ill, and they ask, you know, how dare you say that I created this? And I'm here to be just a little bit in your ear and say that yes, you have created this for one reason or another. And the question is not, you know, how did I do this? The question is more, how can I change this? How can I bring more light into my life? And wherever you're at as far as the health scale, wherever you're at in any kind of scale of health, you can improve it. And you can get the meaning and the purpose behind that lesson. So another interesting fact about the Mayan calendar is that we are approaching a special time called the breakthrough celebration time. And this started on May 26, 2006, and will end on May 23, 2007. And this is a very, very important time. And I wanted to cover this today because we're coming up to the end of this breakthrough celebration. So the whole climax of this celebration of life, of changing old patterns, is right here. We're living in it at this very moment. And you can find more information about all of this on Kalman.com. So I encourage you, if this is sounding anywhere interesting, that you look this up and educate yourself in the light of what this technology, as far as the Mayan calendar is concerned, has to give us at this time. The breakthrough celebration is enhancing the right brain. It's enhancing the way that we can access our sense of being separated, because we've been ruled by the left brain for a long time now, and that's what brought us the separation of consciousness, the separation from God. We started with the oneness, we started connected, but we got disconnected, and now we are moving towards this right brain, which will allow us to once again experience our separation for the sake of recreating the consciousness of oneness with the cosmos, with all of humanity. So we're coming a full circle. So this is a very, very special time. And I can't say enough about how wonderful this time is. So please put attention on what you are bringing into your life. And you can read more about the art of allowing from abrahamhicks.com, abraham/hicks.com. And you can read more about how you can put your attention on what you really do want and manifest it. And I've been using this in my life, and I can go on and on about how I've been able to achieve and acquire and accomplish, but this is not a show about me. This is a show for me to just voice what many of us in my line of work are doing, is to inspire you to dig deeper. Yes, you can always listen to, you know, controversial arguments and topics, and, you know, it's fine to read about and listen to, you know, about UFO abductions, and, you know, if you want to listen to about crop circles and anything that, you know, seems interesting, that's fine. But pay attention to how it's making you feel. Pay attention to how it's making you react. If it's making you feel fearful, then maybe you're either misinterpreting the information, or maybe that information is really not that necessary for you to know and understand. Time is so valuable, time is speeding up so fast, that if you spend your time just frolicking through just information because it's interesting, because it's stimulating for just that and no other reason, then you will be attracting everything. You will have no separation of distinction of what you really want to attract. And it's important for you to, you know, listen to the gamma of information that's out there, because all that information is able to give you a better understanding of how this is going to contrast towards itself versus the light and the dark. So more contrasting information allows you to be a better discerner of the truth. So I encourage you. I'm not telling you don't listen to this and don't listen to that. I'm just saying pay attention to how it makes you feel. Pay attention to how it's fueling you. Because if you just accept everything, you'll just get everything. The good, the bad, the hard, the soft, everything. But if you put your attention on one or on one side of things, and you do it wholeheartedly, you will be able to attract that. So I encourage you all to do this in a way that's consistent, in a way that's wholehearted. And if you have any information, if you would like to know more information about how I am discerning this information, please email me or contact me. You can find more information on my website, how to do that, at integrativebody.com. And you can also see my information at bbsradio.com under my show. So once again, time flies and flying faster and faster, and we have come to the end of another show. But I sit here wishing you the best and wishing you to be well, to be yourself, and do your best. So this is the Cyber Shaman telling you God loves you and so do I. And until next time, we'll meet again.